Pope Benedict on Friday met the members of the Joint International Commission for Theological Dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Oriental Orthodox Churches, which have been separated for 1,500 years. The commission was started in January 2003 as a shared initiative of the ecclesial authorities of the family of the Oriental Orthodox Churches and the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. In the current phase of the Commission's work, they have been reflecting from a historical perspective on the ways in which the churches expressed their communion down the ages.
Your Eminences, Your Excellences, dear brothers in Christ, it is with great joy that I welcome you, the members of the Joint International Commission for Theological Dialogue, between the Catholic Church and the Oriental Orthodox Churches. Through you, I gladly extend fraternal greetings to my venerable brothers, the heads of the Oriental Orthodox Churches. I am grateful for the work of the Commission, which began in January 2003 as a shared initiative of the ecclesial authorities of the family of the Oriental Orthodox Churches and the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. As you know, the first phase of the dialogue from 2003-2009 resulted in the common text entitled Nature, Constitution, and Mission of the Church. The document outlined aspects of fundamental ecclesiological principles that we share and identifies issues requiring deeper reflection in successive phases of the dialogue. We can only be grateful that after almost 1,500 years of separation, we still find agreement about the sacramental nature of the Church, about apostolic succession and priestly service, and about the impelling need to bear witness to the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the world. In the second phase, the Commission has reflected from an historical perspective on the ways in which the churches express their communion down the ages. During the meetings this week, you are deepening your study of the communion communication that existed between the churches until the mid-5th century of Christian history, as well as the role played by monasticism in the life of the early church. We must be confident that the theological reflection will lead our churches not only to understand each other more deeply, but resolutely to continue our journey decisively towards the full communion to which we are called by the will of Christ. For this intention, we have lifted up our common prayer during the week of prayer for Christian unity, which has just ended. Many of you come from regions where Christian individuals and communities face trials and difficulties that are a cause of deep concern for us all. All Christians need to work together in mutual acceptance and trust in order to serve the cause of peace and justice. May the intercession and example of so many martyrs and saints who have given courage as witness to Christ in all our churches sustain and strengthen you and your Christian communities. With sentiments of fraternal affection, I invoke upon all of you the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.